is David Wilton here at Blues Fest 2012, and I'm here with the winners of the busking competition. Fresh off the stage, it's Brother Fox.
Hey, I'm Timmy Orchard. I play guitar and a bit of vox.
Hey, I'm John Orchard. I play djembes and percussion and sing a little.
Hi, I'm Ed. I play bass and sometimes I try to sing.
So how does it feel to win the busking competition? There's some pretty good acts out there.
I think we're still kind of surprised, actually. It's pretty rad, though. We're pretty pumped with it, and this whole experience has been really, really, really fantastic.
It's just been a whirlwind. We didn't expect to win, really. There was really, really good bands on Wednesday night, and then they sort of called out my name, like, what? Who? Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent in the Beach Hotel that night, so it could have been anybody. So we're just very lucky, and we're very humble and gracious that we got the opportunity.
How's the crowd feedback being? You guys were killing it out there.
Actually, we were. It's quite surprising. Like, and when we played in Byron and here, like, obviously because of the festival vibe, people just kind of dig the percussive and rhythmic nature of our stuff. So it gets us pumped up.
You don't expect people to sort of jump up and dance the first time they hear a tune or whatever, but they all sort of seem to be responding to it okay, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, it's all very rhythmic. You know, we're based on rhythm, and you know, a lot of our songs have parts in it you can sing, like the crowd can sing, so they remember
songs. Like you could swill a big stein to it or something. We should go to Germany. We'd fucking go up. Oh, I swore.
Who would you name as your influences?
I'm probably going to say my biggest, and Ed's probably going to agree with these, the Dave Matthews Band. When I was first learning to sing, I was too worried about what everyone else thought, and Dave Matthews' voice is kind of a bit out there, and he doesn't seem to care too much, and he writes some crazy music, so definitely him for me.
We'd have to say Mumford & Sons as well, just because everyone says we sound like him, but to be honest, I haven't listened to their whole album.
Oh, great.
I love them though, Mumford & Sons.
So how have you enjoyed being at Blues Fest so far?
Well, it's going pretty well at the moment. We're loving it. We're just enjoying the opportunity. I mean, we were just stoked when we got artist passes, to be honest. We didn't have to pay. That was amazing. That was brilliant.
That's probably the best bit, actually, yeah. And backstage is pretty awesome, like getting driven around places and just that kind of stuff.
And so what's next for Brother Fox?
Well, we're currently getting an EP together, so all the tunes will be up soon, hopefully, so all the Brother Fox fans can be chasing that, and hopefully we can kind of ride the back of this Blues Fest kind of cruisy wave and hit up some more festivals.
Oh, you could check out the Facebook page, Brother Fox.
Woo! Yeah, get on Facebook, YouTube, do all that. But I'd like to kind of shout out to Anita as well, and the whole busking competition in the Beach Hotel. That was absolutely fantastic, and Anita's done a lot to help us out. So hopefully we can work with her in the future because she's absolutely awesome. Yeah, go Anita.
Yeah, just thanks to everyone involved with the whole festival. It's just an experience for us, and to have that opportunity was great. So just thank you to everybody and Ed.
Well, good luck, guys. I feel privileged to have been the first to interview the next big thing.
I'll go to the back.
So when can we expect you in Germany?
Oh, give us 2 weeks.
2 weeks.